Bava Basa, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Basa Bavli, Daf Lamed Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Amad Aleph at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page, Shalash Avatzes. Shalash Avatzes leChazaka, Yehuda, Ve'Eiver Yarden, VeGalil. There are three regions for Chazaka, Yehuda, the Transjordan, and the Galil. Hayab Yehuda ve'Echzik beGalil, beGalil ve'Echzik beYehuda, Eina Chazaka ad Shehei Imoy beMedina. If the owner was in Yehuda, and someone occupied his property in the Galil, or vice versa, it's not considered a chazaka until they're in the same region. Amu b'Yehuda le'amu shalosh shanim ela kadei shehei b'espamia v'yachzik shana v'yelchu v'yadiu shana v'yavoy l'shana acheres. Rabbi Yehuda says they said 3 years in order to give enough time that if the owner is in Espamia, which is a faraway land, and the new occupant would occupy it for 1 year, they could go and inform the owner of this in the second year, and he could come in the third year to protest. But any more than this amount of time, it's clear that he's not coming to protest, and it indicates that the one who's occupying it is actually the new landowner. And the Gemara says, Rav Amar b'shas achirum shanu, Amar b'chanina shani ola b'nehoin. Rav says that the Mishnah was taught about a time of conflicts where there's no travel between one region and the next, and this phrase, Rabbi Chanina, according to the Pnei Moshe, should have been before the Mishnah. Rav Amar in chazoka b'lebayrech v'loy me'eretz le'eretz. Rav says there's no chazok against a person who is fleeing or a person who has travelled from country to country. Shmuel Amar yesh chazoka lebayrech v'yesh chazoka me'eretz le'eretz. And Shmuel says no, there is a chazoka in both the cases of a person who is fleeing and a person travelling from country to country. Amar Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchak koe misaya lemadma Shmuel v'yitin lahamelech suris echad v'goyme. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says there's support for this statement of Shmuel because the pasuk says the Malachim base in Perek Ches in Pasuk Vav, and the king gave her a minister, etc. And here, the Shunammite woman had moved to the land of the Plishtim for 7 years. She returned to find that her house and her field were taken by other people, and when she complained to the king, he sent a minister to ensure that she would be returned all of the produce of the last 7 years. There's no mention, however, of returning the land itself, and this supports Shmuel. Amar Reb Loza v'afilu shtei avtinyos kagon shlomei v'naviroi v'yarden masik b'inik bentayim v'oimed cham v'roya echad machzik b'sadeh sheloi ein chazoki ad shtei imoi b'oisa ir v'oisa medin. Reb Loza says even for two districts of the same city like Shlomi and Naviroi on either side of the Yarden River, one is in the Galil and the other is in the Transjordan, and they have a bridge between them, if a person stands there and sees someone taking possession of his field, it's not considered a chazoka unless he's together with him in the same city and in the same country. Rav Amar Ike Chazoka Hachnasas Peris. Rav says the main way of creating a chazoka is by bringing in the produce from the field. Lemoide Rav b'Nachesh u'Ma'ader. Question is, does Rav not agree that seeing him weeding and hoeing would also be needed to create a chazoka? And the Gemara says, yes, Moide Rav b'Nachesh u'Ma'ader. Yes, he would agree that those two would also be needed. Ma'o Dama Rav Ike Chazoka Hachnasas Peris. Ela Shimro Oisa Chirish v'Koytze Ma'am Evadashu Beire. So what did Rav actually mean? He meant that if he was seen ploughing, reaping, gathering, threshing, and selecting, but he didn't see him actually bringing the produce, then it's not a chazoka. Rav Amar Ike Chalitza, Hataras Ritzua, and similarly Rav said that the main aspect of the Chalitza ceremony is untying the straps of the shoe of the brother-in-law. And the Gemara asks the question, Lakenam Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Zvikan, Mati Rabbi Shem Rav, Divrei Chachomim, Cholsa V'Lei Rakaka, Rakaka V'Lei Cholsa, Chalitzasa P'sula Ad Shetachloitz V'Tarok. The question is, didn't Rabbi Abba say in the name of Rav Yehuda and Rav Zvikan in the name of Rav, that the Chachomim said that if she removed his shoe without spitting, or she spat without removing, it is not a valid Chalitza unless she does both? And the Gemara answers, Moide Rav Ad Shetachloitz V'Tarok. Yes, Rav agrees she has to remove it and spit. And Rav was saying that the main aspect of removing the shoe is untying, even without it falling off of his foot.